Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 11th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI and intelligence, AI labor index, OpenAI chip, AI and healthcare. AI and intelligence. Researchers from Microsoft and Carnegie Mellon University have been exploring the impact of generative AI on workplace critical thinking skills. Their study highlights that when employees rely heavily on AI, they may shift from using higher-order critical thinking skills to simply verifying AI-generated responses. Out of 319 participants surveyed, many utilized AI for tasks like creating content, researching topics, and seeking advice. Interestingly, 36% of participants consciously applied critical thinking to mitigate AI's possible negative outcomes. However, those who trusted AI more reported using less critical thinking than those confident in their own problem-solving abilities. The study suggests that being aware of AI's limitations is crucial for maintaining cognitive skills. AI Labor Index. Anthropic has released the Anthropic Economic Index, a detailed analysis of AI usage in the workplace. Based on millions of anonymized interactions with the AI assistant Claude, the study reports that AI systems are utilized for at least a quarter of tasks in 36% of all professions. Currently, AI is predominantly used in software development and technical writing. 57% of its applications focus on assistance, while 43% target automation. Notably, AI is most commonly used by individuals with middle to high incomes, such as programmers and data scientists. However, AI usage is significantly lower among those at both the lowest and highest income levels. The study's limitations include its reliance on data from the free and pro versions of Claude.ai, with no consideration of API, pro, or enterprise usage. Additionally, it's unclear if the analyzed interactions occurred in a work context, and the absence of image generation excludes certain applications. Anthropic plans to regularly update the analysis to track changes in the job market and has made the complete dataset available to the research community. OpenAI chip. OpenAI is nearing the completion of its first custom AI chip design, which is set to be manufactured using the cutting-edge 3-nanometer technology by TSMC. They plan to finalize the design and hand it over to TSMC in the coming months, with mass production aimed for the year 2026. A dedicated team of 40, led by Richard Ho, who was previously involved in Google's TPU program, is spearheading this development. OpenAI is collaborating closely with Broadcom, although their team is relatively small compared to other tech giants' AI chip programs. The custom chip is seen as a strategic asset to enhance OpenAI's negotiating position with major chip suppliers like NVIDIA, which currently dominates the AI chip market. As demand for AI chips surges, companies such as Amazon, Meta, and Microsoft are set to invest billions in AI infrastructure. AI in healthcare. Researchers at MIT and Harvard Medical School have unveiled a groundbreaking method using deep learning to predict heart failure risk through electrocardiogram signals. Published in Nature Communications Medicine, this approach matches the accuracy of traditional invasive procedures without the need for them. Such advancements are crucial as heart failure-related mortality rises, especially among young adults, due to increased obesity and diabetes. Their solution, the Cardiac Hemodynamic AI Monitoring System, or CHAES, utilizes a deep neural network to analyze ECG data from a single adhesive chest patch, making monitoring convenient outside of a hospital setting. Clinical trials continue with MGH and Boston Medical Center by Masters. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.